In this bulletin, the latest on the coronavirus outbreak, flooding forecast for large parts of New South Wales, and in the AFLW, Richmond remains positive despite a 34-point thrashing from Carlton. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The World Health Organization is warning of a global shortage of personal protective equipment in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. It comes as the death toll from the virus in China rises to more than 720. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says demand for masks, gowns, gloves and other protective gear has risen by up to 100-fold and prices have soared. He says the situation's being made worse by people who aren't medical workers buying the protective gear for their own use.
WHO discourages stockpiling of PPE in countries and areas where transmission is low. We call countries and companies to work with WHO to ensure fair and rational use of supplies and the rebalancing of the market. We all have a part to play in keeping each other safe.
A severe tropical cyclone is on track to bring destructive winds and heavy rainfall over Western Australia's central Pilbara coast. The Bureau of Meteorology says severe tropical cyclone Damien has sustained winds of 140 kilometres per hour near its centre, with gusts to 195 kilometres per hour. The Category 3 cyclone is due to hit the Pilbara coast between De Grey and Onslow sometime this afternoon. It's the third cyclone of the season off the WA coast. The State Emergency Service has issued a fresh warning to motorists after rescuers came to the aid of 13 cars which became stuck trying to drive through floodwaters on the New South Wales central coast. It comes as the Bureau of Meteorology forecasts flooding on the central coast, Sydney, Illawarra, Central Tablelands and in the Blue Mountains. Heavy rain and flash flooding is also expected in the mid-north coast and lower Hunter regions. The SES says it's pre-positioned resources in regions which are expected to be flooded and is warning residents to avoid unnecessary travel during storms. The federal opposition says the government's decision to give the same minister responsibility for both mining and water could put water resources at risk. Queenslander Keith Pitt has been given responsibility for mining, resources and water, including ministerial oversight of the Murray-Darling Basin. Labor's environment spokesman Mark Butler says mining and water should be held separately.
John Howard always took the view that the management of Australia's precious water resources should sit with the Environment Department. An environmentally sustainable water resource is the only way to ensure environmental sustainability, but also to ensure there are sustainable communities along the Murray-Darling Basin.
An 18-year-old man from South Sudan has made scouting history by being honoured with the prestigious Queen's Scout Award. Deng Shan arrived in Australia with his family at the age of five in 2006 and is now Victoria's first Sudanese person to receive the award. He says being honoured as a Queen's Scout is the culmination of lots of hard work over the past couple of years.
It took me 2 years. Simply had to just achieve all my badges and so on. So we went on camps, volunteer work, and we just had to commit a lot of time. It really makes me happy because being the first South Sudanese, of course, something big, and it's something positive on our community.
In the AFLW, Richmond is remaining positive despite a 34-point thrashing from Carlton in its first ever game. Most of the Blues' big guns fired as the side romped to an impressive 6-goals-12-48 to 2-2-14 win at Princes Park, keeping Richmond goalless until the final term. The inexperienced Tigers fielded 11 players making their AFLW debuts, with the Brisbane Lions recruit Sabrina Frederick kicking Richmond's first goal. She says the new players have plenty of time to prove themselves.
Obviously, there's so many girls. It was their first AFLW game tonight, and you can't take that away from them. It's a lot going on, and I think there's not many teams that can come back like that when you're 5 goals down. So there's a lot of promise, and I'm looking forward to next week.
In football, Caitlin Ford has delivered a 29th-minute hat-trick to power the Matildas to a 7-0 win over Taiwan in the Olympic qualifier in Sydney. With Sam Kerr starting from the bench, Ford scored in the 9th, 24th and 38th minute. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, sunny and 30 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 31. Melbourne, a partly cloudy day, 26. Hobart, cloudy and 21 degrees. Canberra, rain and 20. Wollongong, rain with possible heavy falls and 22. Sydney, similar conditions and 24 degrees. Newcastle, rain, possible heavy falls, 25. Brisbane, showers with a possible storm and 29 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two and 33. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.